USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calling it a time of shared sacrifices, President Trump is praising the majority of Americans who are following orders in the face of the coronavirus outbreak and the government's response to it.
We're asking every American to make major changes to reduce social interactions over the next 2 weeks.
America's movie theaters are now asking Congress and the Trump administration for bailouts after they've shut their doors to try to slow the coronavirus pandemic. Millions of Americans could begin getting $1,000 checks from Washington in less than a month under a bill the Trump administration is pitching to Congress. It's part of an economic stimulus package aimed at easing financial pain that the pandemic has brought Americans. It calls for the first $1,000 payments to be issued beginning April 6th, with a second $1,000 check going out to most Americans on May 18th. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Parts of the United States hit hard by coronavirus, and some places not hit hard by the virus, but by panic buying by consumers, are now seeing a lot of price gouging. The Utah Attorney General saying they're seeing it in his state.
These are some brutal, some sociopathic perpetrators out there who have no conscience whatsoever.
Utah AG Sean Reyes there saying he has seen prices on some critical items go from $3 to $300. The coronavirus pandemic is killing the print edition of Playboy magazine, its CEO announcing that the pandemic has disrupted content production and the company's supply chain to the point that the print version simply can't survive. So the spring 2020 edition will be the last print edition. American Idol is stopping production. The two remaining episodes already taped will air, but there won't be any live shows next month. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
A Republican U.S. senator with concerns about the hospitality industry during the coronavirus crisis.
Millions of people are working from home, off the job, or out of school as the virus spreads. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins fears the economic downturn will harm small businesses.
The hospitality industry in particular, the restaurants, the B&Bs, the gift shops, the small hotels, are being adversely affected by the virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The NBA could play a charity game to give basketball-starved fans something to watch. During these days of isolation, the NBA commissioner telling ESPN a charity competition of some kind, separate from league play, is possible, adding he's not prepared to cancel the season, but admits he's not sure on how the schedule is going to look or if fans will be able to attend when play does resume. Volvo is recalling 121,000 vehicles because of a problem with automatic emergency brakes that don't work. Notices will be sent out by May 1st. And an astronaut from Apollo 15 has died. Alfred Warden died at the age of 88. NASA's administrator is saying that Warden had achievements in space and on Earth that will never be forgotten. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.